بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد In the name of Allah the most merciful The one who bestows mercy Indeed all praise due to Allah the Lord of the worlds And may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam Upon his family, companions and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam Until Yawm al-Qiyamah In the previous lesson we went through the belief of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah with regards to the Qur'an in comparison to the belief of the people of innovation like the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazila who said regarding the Qur'an that it is created whereas Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah they say the Qur'an is the speech of Allah Allah spoke with it the words of the Qur'an are the words of Allah the meanings of the Qur'an are from Allah and As for the people of innovation, like the Jahmi and the Mu'tazila, then they said that the Qur'an is something which has been created. Or they said that the meanings of the Qur'an are from Allah, but the words are the words of Jibreel, or the words are the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and so on and so forth. And the Salaf, they used to consider whoever said the Qur'an is created to be a kafir, to be a disbeliever, in Allah. And in this lesson we come to the saying of the author rahimahullah he said qala abu muhammad wa sami'tu abi radiyallahu anhu yaqul wa alamatu ahli al-bid'i al-waqi'atu fi ahli al-athar wa alamatu zanadiqati tasmiyatuhum ahli al-athari hashawiyatan yuriduna ibtal al-athar wa alamatu al-jahmiyah تسميتهم أهل السنة مشبهة وعلامة القدرية تسميتهم أهل السنة مجبرة أو مجبرة وعلامة المرجئة تسميتهم أهل السنة مخالفة والنقصانية وظل هذا أمر عصبات معصبات ولا يلحق أهل السنة إلا اسم واحد ويستحيل أن تجمعهم هذه الأسماء Abu Muhammad said I heard my father رضي الله عنه saying the sign of the people of innovation is defaming the people of narration the sign of the zanadiqa is them labeling the people of narration حشوية desiring by that to invalidate the narrations and the sign of the jahmiyyah is them labeling أهل السنة مشبهة And the sign of the Qadariyah is them labeling Ahlul Sunnah Mujabbira. And the sign of the Murjiyah is them labeling Ahlul Sunnah Mukhalifa and Nuqsaniya. And this affair of extreme fanaticism will continue. Yet Ahlul Sunnah are not attached to any name except one name. And it is impossible that they would unite under all of these names. So in this lesson, the author, and he is Abu Muhammad Abdurrahman ibn Abi Hatim, he mentions one of the signs of the people of innovation. One of the indicators of the people of innovation is that they defame Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah. They insult and they defame and they give names to the people of the narrations. And he said, or in the book it says, قال أبو محمد Abu Muhammad said, and Abu Muhammad is the one who wrote this treatise, and he is Abu Muhammad Abdurrahman ibn Abi Hatim. Now, as we mentioned, this text, which contains the Aqeedah of the Salaf, it has come to us by the narration of Abu al-Qasim al-Lalaka'i, and he had a chain of narration to Abu Muhammad Abdurrahman ibn Abi Hatim. And Abdurrahman ibn Abi Hatim, he narrated this belief from his father Abu Hatim al-Razi and his uncle Abu Zur'a al-Razi. And both of these individuals, Abu Hatim and Abu Zur'a al-Razi, they from the Imams of the Salaf, from the Hufadh and the Muhaddithin. And both of them were born around 200 years after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, meaning from the early generation of Imams. So just to give you an idea, we said regarding Abu Hatim al-Razi that he's the teacher of Al-Imam Abu Dawud and Al-Imam Al-Nisa'i and Al-Imam Ibn Majah. So you know where he is in the history of the Imams. And Abu Zur'a al-Razi, who was the cousin of Abu Hatim, he's the teacher of Al-Imam Muslim and Al-Imam Tirmidhi and Al-Imam Nisa'i and other than them. And Abu Muhammad, the son of Abu Hatim, he mentions right at the beginning when we read, he said, Sa'altu Abi, I asked my father, meaning Abu Hatim, wa Aba Zur'a, and I asked Abu Zur'a, meaning his uncle, an madahibi ahli sunnati fi usuluddin, with regards to the aqid of ahlu sunnah in usuluddin, wa ma adraka alayhi al-ulama fi jami' al-amsar, and the aqid of all of the ulama they met in the various lands, wa ma ya'taqidani min dhalik, and what they believe with regards to the aqidah. فَقَالَ, so both of them, meaning Abu Hatim and Abu Zur'a rahimahumullah, both of them they said, أَدْرَكْنَا الْعُلَمَاء فِي جَمِيعِ الْأَمْصَارِ, we met the scholars from the various lands, حِجَازًا وَعِرَاقًا وَمِصْرًا وَشَامًا وَيَمَنًا, فَكَانَ مِنْ مَذْهَبِهِمْ, and then their madhab, meaning their aqidah was, and then he mentioned the rest of the text which we have already mentioned. So one of the facets of the aqidah of the Salaf was, they said, Ahlul Bid'ah are known by them defaming and insulting the people of the narrations, meaning the people of the Sunnah, the people of Hadith, and the scholars of the Salaf. So they insult them, and they backbite them, and they talk about their honors, and they violate their honor, and they always magnify any faults or mistakes the scholars of the Sunnah have. And also that the people of innovation, they are known by them giving the people of Sunnah, the scholars of the Sunnah, evil names, nicknames and insults. And Sheikh Abdulaziz al-Rajihi, whose explanation we are reading, and he's from the senior scholars in Riyadh, he said, فَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ مَنْ يَقَعُ فِي أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ وَالْحَدِيثِ, so if you see somebody and he's insulting أهل السنة والحديث, وَيَذْكُرُ مَثَالِبَهُمْ وَمَعَايَبَهُمْ, and he's mentioning their faults or their mistakes, وَيُضَخِّمُ الْهَفَوَاتِ, and he tries to magnify some mistakes which they made, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ دَلَالَ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ, then you should know that this is a sign and an indicator of this person being from the people of innovation. For this reason, the advice of the scholars is always that whenever any difference or dispute or fitna occurs between the ulama, between themselves, and maybe some refutations occur between them, the rest of the youth, those who follow the way of the Salaf, they do not enter into it. And they don't take sides, they remain silent, they don't boycott either one of the two sides, they don't speak against them, rather they remain silent and they study that which is of benefit to them. And the asal of defaming Ahlul Sunnah is in imitating the people of disbelief. Because Allah said in the Quran, وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ, they, the people of Kufr, they did not attack them or seek revenge against them except that they believed in Allah Al-Aziz Al-Hamid, الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ, in Surah Al-Buruj. So just as the people of disbelief, they used to attack the people of Iman because of them believing in Allah Al-Aziz Al-Hamid, then similarly, the people of innovation, they attack the people of the Sunnah and the people of Hadith because of them believing in the Athar. So this is from the indicators of the people of innovation. They insult, they mock, they belittle the scholars of Ahl Sunnah. And this doesn't mean that if a particular sheikh disagrees with another scholar, or he clarifies one of his mistakes, that he is now the people of innovation. Now what we mean is that the people of innovation are known for them speaking against the people of the Sunnah, Ahlul Athar. They speak against them, the Ahlul Sunnah or Ahlul Hadith, or those who stick to the narrations, they are X, Y, Z, and they blitz them and they give them names. And then after this, Abu Muhammad Abdurrahman ibn Abi Hatim, he mentions some examples. He said, وَعَلَامَةُ الزَّنَادِقَةِ تَسْمِيَتُهُمْ أَهْلَ الْأَثَرِ حَشَوِيَّةِ يُرِيدُونَ إِبْطَالَ الْآثَارِ. So for example, one of the indicators of the Zanadiqa is that they name Ahlul Athar Hashawiyyah, and they intend by this to falsify the narrations. The word Zanadiqa is the plural of Zindiq, and this word Zindiq, it wasn't used by, and Allah knows best, it wasn't used at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nor was it used at the time of the Sahaba who were there after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away. Wallahu a'lam, according to my knowledge. However, after that, at the time of the Tabi'een and the Atba'a Tabi'een, this word Zindiq, it was used. And in English, it is translated as being a heretic. The word Zindiq, it isn't an Arabic word. It's a word, which is Farsi in its asal. And because Urdu, it has a basis from Farsi, the ulama, they say Zindiq, it comes from the two words Zinda and Karde. This is Farsi, which is the same meaning in Urdu. Zinda from life, and Karde mean remain upon life. Meaning a Zindiq or the Zanadiqa, it refers to those people who used to disbelieve in a creator, and they used to disbelieve in the hereafter. So originally, this word, it refers to those people. Those people who deny there is another existence, or they deny that there is a creator, or the ad-dunyawiyyah, they only believe in this life, zinda from the word life. And at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the word which was used for zindiq was munafiq. So when some of the salaf, they say zindiq, they mean by it the munafiq, meaning the person who has with him nifaqun akbar, who hides kufr inside him and shows Islam on the outside, he is a zindiq. And sometimes the word zindiq, it refers to the mulhid, the one who doesn't have a religion, doesn't believe in a hereafter. And also, in the words of the salaf, zindiq can also mean al-jahid al-mu'attil, meaning the one who stubbornly rejects, or the one who negates all of the attributes of Allah. And sometimes the word zindiq, it refers to a mushrik. And sometimes the word zindiq is used by the ulama of old to refer to somebody who has gone to the extremes of innovation. He has come out with an innovation that nobody else has come out with, or he has gone to the extremes of an innovation. And this is all contained within zindiq. So, as I mentioned, at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the munafiq was called a munafiq, meaning somebody who hides kufr inside him and shows Islam. And Allah called them munafiqun in the Quran, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to use the word munafiq. Allah said in the Quran, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ, when the munafiqun, they come to you, قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ, and they say, we bear witness to you are the messenger of Allah. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُهُ وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقُونَ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. And verily Allah knows you are the messenger of Allah, and Allah bears witness that these munafiqun, they are only lying, meaning they're saying it upon their tongue, but inside them they are hiding disbelief. So at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, meaning when the Quran was revealed, this word zindiq, the word munafiq, was used to refer to them. And then at the time of the sahaba, either young sahaba who remained behind afterwards, right towards the end of the time of the sahaba, this word Zindiq, it became known. Why? Because people from outside, people from Persia and the other cultures, they entered into Islam. Some of them entered into Islam hiding.